Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour for Tuesday, the 19th of July. The Vatican cemented a diplomatic relationship with Malaysia overnight as Christians within the majority Muslim country call for recognition and help push for governmental reform. Here's more from Rome Reports.
After a groundbreaking meeting, Malaysia now has diplomatic relations with the Vatican. The country's Prime Minister, Najib Abdul Razak, met with the Pope on Monday at Castel Gandolfo. The Pope took a break from his summer vacation to meet Razak, who gave Benedict XVI this piece of artwork and also a book. Afterward, both leaders held a private meeting to officially establish diplomatic ties. For years, Malaysia was one of a few predominantly Muslim countries without formal ties to the Vatican. It has a population of 28 million people, about 9% are Christians, and roughly 850,000 of them are Catholics. The move is described as positive, not only in diplomatic terms, but also for interreligious dialogue and tolerance. In recent years, Christians in Malaysia were concerned about religious freedom. Bibles were reportedly seized and attacks against churches increased. With this agreement, supporters say Malaysia is taking a step forward in its Muslim-Christian cooperation, especially when it comes to being described as a religiously moderate country. With Malaysia now on the list, the Vatican will have diplomatic relations with 179 countries. At least 16 major countries, though, including China, Vietnam, North Korea, Afghanistan, and Somalia, don't have any type of diplomatic ties with the Vatican.
The Irish newspaper, The Post, has speculated that the Pope will cut the number of dioceses in Ireland as the church there sinks into deeper disarray following the release of last week's Cloyne report. Six of the 26 dioceses in Ireland now have no bishop after the incumbent resigned or retired. The Post said it understood that Pope Benedict intends to use this opportunity to reduce the number of Irish dioceses and appoint surprise candidates to newly amalgamated dioceses, as he did to the dioceses of Killaloe and Ossory last year. Monsignor Kieran O'Reilly, former head of the Worldwide Society of African Missions, was installed as the Bishop of Killaloe last August, while Seamus Freeman was moved from Rome, where he had been Rector General of the Palatines, to become Bishop of Ossory. Apart from Cloyne, two other dioceses, Limerick and Kildare and Loughlin, also have vacancies after Bishops Donal Murray and Jim Moriarty resigned in the wake of the 2009 Murphy Report on child abuse in Dublin. The Vatican's plans to reform and reduce the number of Irish dioceses is all the more urgent in the light of falling numbers of Catholics attending Mass. Traditionally, Ireland has had about twice as many priests per head of Catholic population as other European countries, but the vocations crisis has reduced the numbers of serving priests and led to the amalgamation of some parishes, a trend which is set to continue. While Dublin has more than 1 million Catholics and five other dioceses have more than 200,000, the smaller dioceses such as Achonry and Clonfert, with just 35,000 Catholics each, and Killala, with 40,000, could face amalgamation with their larger neighbours. It's understood that the Vatican will make no new episcopal appointments before the publication of the report of the 2010 apostolic visitation to Ireland's four archdioceses and a national seminary. The first synopsis of that report is not expected to be published before early 2012. A Hawaiian nun's cause for sainthood has jumped forward with the approval of a second miracle. Rome Reports has more details.
The case for sainthood of Blessed Hawaiian nun Marianne Cope has received Vatican approval of a second miracle. A group of doctors from the Vatican's Congregation for the Causes of Saints declared there is no medical explanation for the cure of a woman who was on her deathbed but made a miraculous recovery. No other details on the case have been released. Before moving to Hawaii in 1883 to help care for those suffering with leprosy, Marianne Cope worked as a member of the Sisters of St. Francis in Syracuse, New York. Her cause for beatification has been taken up there. The miracle approved on June 16th must undergo two more examinations by theologians and a group of cardinals before being presented to the Pope for approval. She could then be declared a saint.
The Society of Jesus has offered to sell the St. Cuthbert Gospel, the oldest intact European book still in its original binding, to the British Library for £9 million. The 7th century work, a manuscript copy of the Gospel of St. John written in Latin, was buried alongside St. Cuthbert on Lindisfarne in 698 and has been on loan to the library since 1979. Proceeds from the sale will support Jesuit schools in London and Glasgow, help found a school in Africa, and restore a church at Stonyhurst. The first Canadian priest to start a blog has been named as Canada's youngest bishop and the second youngest in the world. 40-year-old Father Thomas Dowd will become Bishop Thomas Dowd on the 10th of September at Queen of the World Cathedral in Montreal. Father Dowd said the honour of being ordained bishop at such a young age is an encouraging sign of renewal and vitality in the church, whose pews have been emptying at an alarming rate over past decades. As a pioneer of social media use in the church, Father Dowd has been making his mark, having launched his blog, which is called Waiting in Joyful Hope, at fatherdowd.net 8 years ago, and heading up a project in the 1990s to get the Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops on the internet. He noted in a recent blog that the Apostolic Nuncio to Canada, Archbishop Pedro Lopez Quintana, mentioned his social media work after informing him 2 weeks ago at his offices in Ottawa that the Pope was calling him to the auxiliary bishop's posting. The Nuncio knew about it and encouraged me to use my expertise with new media to reach out to people and try to build community, Father Dowd wrote. The Nuncio also humorously touched upon the candidate's relative youth after the Pope's representative in Canada asked him if he accepted the offer. Before letting him answer, he interjected, "Of course, you are quite young, but this is a defect that time will take care of on its own." And just briefly, the Catholic Archdiocese of Melbourne has released a statement saying it will adopt a new coat of arms this week, and Archbishop Charles Chaput of Denver has been named by Pope Benedict XVI as the new Archbishop of Philadelphia. Sources confirmed the appointment, which is scheduled to be announced by the Vatican tomorrow, but actually, just before I started recording this podcast, the Vatican did announce that this appointment will take place on July 19, local time. Well, thanks for listening to today's Catholic Current Affairs update. Have a great day. My number is +612 8005 1530, and my email is therushhour@credio.org.au. Thanks for listening. God bless.